भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वापदन्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरुं श्रीयुतपरकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सगजातं सहगणा रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सवधूतं हरिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेव श्रीराधाकृष्णपादं सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्ण करुणसिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिककान्त राधकान्त नमोऽस्तुते तप्त कञ्चन गौरङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरि वृषभानुसुतदेवि नमामि हरिप्रिये वञ्चकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासुन्दुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावयो वैष्णवयो नमो नमः जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवसादिगौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 श्रीमद् भगवद् गीता सिटीस की जय श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय I want to ask you one question. Just one question. Our cell phone should be off, right? And if the phone rings, it's penalty. Right? What about the teacher? What about the teacher? From teacher. Okay. So the teacher also has to face the penalty, right? Yes, good. Do you agree with it? Huh? Who agree that teachers should pay a penalty? Yes, you agreed. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Who disagree? What did Bhagavata say? What did Bhagavata say? Which verse? Which chapter? Authority. Gita is our authority. Okay, let me help you. 321, what does it say? What about Gita 321 say? 321. So, a teacher should pay more than sweet. Is it not? He should pay more than sweet.
Like a student are giving sweet because they are mobile and like recording.
Those who come late, it will show. Register? There is. It's supposed to show now, register. Now you have changed the topic. Answer my question first. Answer the question before we go to the second one.
This is not a strict kind of punishment. This is kind of
should be strict.
Strict punishment.
Should be strict. Read the verse.
Read the verse.
Read the verse. Listen carefully. So I say that is for students. For the teachers who pay more than sweet. Yes?
Yes, a student should not expect from the teacher. That is the teacher's responsibility, as it is said, is great man.
This is our authority. This is our authority. The teachers will pay more than sweet.
The students doesn't have the authority to get penalty.
It is not the authority of student or not student. The authority of the scripture. Yes. Yes.
Authority can give the law by the description. That is more than the scripture.
Huh? Okay. A standard the teacher sets will be followed by others. So his punishment should be more than sweet. It shouldn't be sentimental. If you're sentimental about it, means you don't understand the guitar. The teachers will pay. When we say perfect teacher, what are we looking at? A perfect teacher, what are we looking at? Huh? A perfect teacher, when you say perfect teacher or a perfect preacher, what are you looking at?
He actually follows the instructions that is going to teach.
One word. Character is a perfect preacher, not words. Character. Character. Yes. If you have no character, you're not the preacher. If you don't have good character, you're not a good preacher. It is character that preaches, not the words. Character. And character is power. You understand? Character is power. Yes. Yes. Actions speak louder than words. Action, character. It's a perfect preacher, not the words. It's a teachers who pay more than sweet. Because we are to follow his examples. So he should teach us by his own character. Character is power. Do you believe that? Okay, I ask another question. Kamsa and Vasudev. Kamsa and Vasudev. Vasudev was speaking philosophy with the scripture to Kamsa. Was he convinced?
No.
What convinced Kamsa? The character of Vasudev. The character of Vasudev, not a philosophy. He spoke all the philosophy. Kamsa was still bent on killing his sister. The one he said, my dear brother-in-law, if a child comes from, I will give to you. Immediately comes out, give up. Yes. Why? He believed Vasudev's words cannot go in vain. So it was the character of Vasudeva that stopped Kamsa from killing his sister, not the philosophy. Alright?
Yes.
Character. So we are studying about Gita to have. We are studying Gita to have.
Okay.
Character. Yes, good character. When people see us, they should understand. I'd like to be like this person. When people look at us, at the end of our Bhakti Shastri, when people look at us, people should automatically say, I want to be like this person. Without their preaching. I want to be like this person. What religion do you follow? I read Bhagavad Gita. Okay. Can I also have a copy? Yes. Character. All right. What are we? 18 or 19?
19.
Okay. We go to 19. Bhagavad Gita 2:19. Jayenam Betti Kanhantaram.
Jayenam Betti Kanhantaram.
Yaschainam Manyate Hatam.
Yaschainam Manyate Hatam.
Obhautauna Jijanai Nito. Nayam hanti na hanyate.
Nayam hanti na hanyate.
Did you see any danger in this verse? You see any way this verse can be misused?
The murderer will say, I haven't murdered because soul cannot be murdered.
Right. I'm not killer.
I'm not killer.
Or can you be a killer? So if I killed you, that means I'm less intelligent. Because there is nothing like kill or being killed by the soul. So if I do anything wrong, right? If I do anything wrong, I can justify that action by this verse. Right? So, does this apply to devotees also? Does this verse apply to devotees? Apply to everyone. That means that we can misuse this verse. We can misuse it. This verse can be misused by devotees.
Non-devotees.
Can misuse. Devotees cannot misuse. Is it true? Can a devotee misuse this verse also?
Yes, I don't want to mention the names, but yes, it does happen that
when this development, he was asked, why did you do it? He said, well, I had to follow the orders of the spiritual master.
Yes.
So, and then he quoted this kind of concept.
Right.
When you kill the soul, so it definitely can be.
Yes. Everybody can misuse this verse.
How can a spiritual master give this kind of order to kill another devotee?
He just said, a spiritual master. And I know the spiritual master he's talking. I know what happened. I know. It is happening. So devotees can misuse this. Non-devotees can misuse it. Everybody can misuse this. Prabhupada said, when an embodied living entity is hurt by fatal weapons, it is to be known that a living entity within the body is not killed. The spirit soul is so small that it is impossible to kill him by any material weapon, as will be evident from subsequent verses. Nor is a living entity killable because of his spiritual constitution. What is killed or is supposed to be killed is the body only. This, however, does not at all encourage killing of the body. This, however, does not at all encourage killing of the body. The Vedic injunction is Mahimsyat Sarva Bhutani. Never commit violence to anyone. So devotees understand what is violence, and the devotees understand how to apply violence, where it is necessary for violence to be applied and when not to be applied. I'm probably going to say something in the subsequent verses that will fully illustrate this. Killing the body of anyone without authority is abominable and is punishable by the law of the state as well as by the law of the Lord. Both. Arjuna, however, is being engaged in killing for the principle of religion and not whimsically. So what about the material wars that are going on? What is the difference? Is there any difference?
Yes,
between our present terrorist religious so-called religious war which is going on and this war of Arjuna.
Not
similar. Huh? They're different. All right. Yes. Yes. A soldier can kill so many people in the war front and he will be promoted. But the same soldier, if he shoots someone in the street, will be hanged. Why? One is authorized and one is not authorized. So what's the difference between this and Arjuna's own? What's the difference? Arjuna did not fight on his own ego. He was not claiming proprietorship over anything. He was ordered. It's a duty for Arjuna. And moreover, people who left the body in this battlefield, they went back home back to Godhead. Our killings today, will they be given this opportunity? No. Jihad, will they go to Godhead? They think, not everything we think that is correct. We can think so many things. They think so many things, but that is not perfect. They are different. Yes, jihad is different. It is based on false ego. So it's different. Yes. Yes, Chota Haridas.
We see devotees like Chota Haridas, and he committed suicide.
Yes.
Now, I mean, it's to be assumed that he did have knowledge of, like, you know, this basic principle. And yet he continued to, you know, give up his body. And then we also have examples of, you know, presently, you know, devotees, like, it's rare, but you know, who, like, do take that, you know, a route, like, they, and, you know, like, you know, others who are actually, I guess, like, contemplating doing this. So how do you understand that it's such a basic instruction of you know, human life, but, and yet it's so esoteric?
Yes, Chota Haridas' case is also bona fide. Bona fide. It's a sannyasi. So he shouldn't appreciate sense gratification. And if he does that, the penalty is death. The same thing, 321. Examples set by a leader will be followed by others. So he did the right thing. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu approved that. He said, yes, he did the right thing. So the Supreme Lord agreed with it. But Srila Prabhupada said, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, so he can do that. But I am not the Supreme. So my devotees will not commit suicide. They will stay and serve. But this is not a license for us to misbehave. The penalty is death because it's a serious issue. Srila Prabhupada gives his mercy to cover us. But if we abuse that, the mercy will not be there. If a sannyasi falls and you become a monkey. The next slide.
Yes,
become a monkey. And you know how to be a monkey is, even in Vrindavan, very mysterious. Is that a wonderful life? So set a good example. We shouldn't do that. We will discuss how it is very dangerous for a leader to neglect his duty. Very dangerous. We'll discuss it in a subsequent basis. So Chota Haridas did the right thing, to set perfect example. And one of that devotee also did the same. When they asked the Prabhupada, he did the same. Perfect. That means they will not suffer for the reaction of that activities again. They have finished it by paying the penalty.
Shastra say, I
want to know. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Prabhupada, he has an ashram for sannyasis who have difficulties. They are not justified and not, like you said, introduced as if nothing has happened. No. It is identified as a problem, but they will be sent to this place for the formation. If they try to wake up and adjust themselves, when he look at their consciousness that it is proper, he will bring them back. But they have to go for reformation first. So it is not proper just to bring the person back and make it seem as if nothing has happened. It is dangerous. It is not a good example. Because it will make those who are sincere very insecure. If someone does something wrong and the person is not punished, those who are sincere will become insecure. Therefore, to protect the sincere devotees, wrong things should be identified and proper punishment should be given. So that will serve as a warning to others. Shouldn't cover anything. And shouldn't put it on the net also. Like Hare Krishna devotees. This is not good. Don't put it on the net and don't cover it. Let it be properly discussed in such a way that the person feels that, yes, they are handling my case with love. Not like they are handling my case with, oh, let us crucify him because he has done this. You see, a very big message.
Whoever fought in this battle between Kaurava and Pandavas, everyone went to college. But in another case like Dharma Yuddha, when Krishna is not present, that there is some Dharma Yuddha, depends on religious principles, if there is a war, who are inside of Dharma, they will go to heaven. But who are inside of Adharma, because they are
died in battlefield, that's why
they will also go to heaven, or they will go to
hell. Mm. For a Kshatriya, Krishna is going to speak about this. For a Kshatriya, must fight. Bhishmadev, he told Yudhishthira Maharaj, a Kshatriya should never practice non-violence, should practice violence. Because he has to fight with the enemies. If they fight and dies, he will go to heaven automatically. Yes, but that is their own. Yes. So it automatically will be promoted. And if one fought like this, Krishna and Arjuna, automatically they will go back to Godhead. Because they saw Krishna face to face, Prabhupada said. They went back to Godhead. That's a different thing. Jihad is not proper, not bona fide. Jihad is political, motivated by selfishness. So it's not bona fide. And they are not Kshatriyas. They are not Kshatriyas. Therefore, they are not qualified.
Alex, man, as these terrorists, they fight. They say that in our Islam tradition, we should fight. And if you die in the fight, you go back home.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said, Quran is a scripture for Yavanas. It's not bona fide. So if they are fighting based on Yavana scripture, means what? Not bona fide. So their fighting has nothing to do with reality. It's not bona fide. So they have no right. And still, they are not Kshatriyas. They are not. It's a self-motivated war. That is going on everywhere in the name of religion, which is not bona fide. Alright? Okay. 20. Yes. There's problem because other devotee will hear it.
Yes. he speak for God is person. God have body. Means sometimes my guru they speak general skarista vikari. Muslim devotee, general skarista vikari. Sometimes devotee have Muslim devotee have relation for person for God. I have connect for him. I have relation for
yes. Yes, Christian also said that. In my country, you see, the Lord speaketh unto me. But who are you that God is speaking to? Who are you? What is the purity in you that God is speaking to you? And in the mind, there are so many voices. Which one do you identify to be the voice of God speaking to you? The intelligence is speaking, the man is speaking. So which one is the God's voice, which you will identify? Speculation. So for God to speak to us, we must be pure. A person who is breaking all principles cannot be spoken to by God. It should be some other entity, not Krishna. Krishna speaks to his pure devotees, not conditioned souls. Of course, Krishna speaks all the time, but because of our conditioning, we don't hear. Yes. So, we are so conditioned that we can't hear the voice of God. So, for anyone to say, the Lord told me this, let us look at your qualities and see if it befits the person who can hear the voice of God. All right? Text 20. Now, Krishna is going to put all the whole thing he's talking now, he's going to the main point. Na jayate mriyati va kadachin.
Na jayate mriyati va kadachin.
Na yam buddha pavita vanabhuya.
Na yam buddha pavita vanabhuya.
Ajo nitya saswato yam purano.
Ajo nitya saswato yam purano.
Na hanyate ha manisarire.
Na hanyate.
In the beginning, Prabhupada said, qualitatively, the small atomic fragmental part of the Supreme Spirit is one with the Supreme. He undergoes no changes like the body. Then back he said, the soul does not take birth there, and the soul does not die. Anything which has birth also has death. And because the soul has no birth, he therefore has no past, present, or future. So when you ask somebody, how old are you? When you ask somebody, how old are you? Say better we ask how old is our body. We should ask how old is our body, not how old are you. Because the soul does not become The soul does not take, what did he say? Let's look at it. For the soul, there is neither birth nor death at any time. It has not come into being, does not come into being, and will not come into being. He is unborn, eternal, ever existing and primeval. He is not slain when the body is slain. So the soul is eternal by nature. When you say, oh, I have a newborn baby, it means that you have a body, not the soul. Yes, it's a new body, not the soul. And when the soul leaves the body, it is not the person has died. It has just changed the body, which Krishna explained in text 13. It just changed the body for a new one. So Krishna is telling Arjuna, yeah, grandfather is old, your guru is old. I want you to help them, give them a fresh body to enjoy. What's the problem? Renew their body. I just say, yes, I can do that, but I won't see them again. This attachment. Yes, it's body attachment. If you don't see them here, we'll see them in heaven or in Goloka. Right? So, we're going to meet them there, you will see them. So the soul does not take birth, or it begins at birth, or ends at death. The soul does not begin at death, and it does not end at death. Birth or death refers to the body, not to the soul. The soul is eternal. Because the soul is eternal and it cannot be killed, Arjun has, at that time there is varieties of weapons. Today, how many weapons we have? Firearms. Right? At that time of Arjun, there is water weapon, air weapon. Yes. There are varieties of weapons. So Krishna said, none of these weapons can do anything to the soul. None. Your firearms cannot do anything, your water cannot do anything, your air cannot do anything. Even tornadoes cannot do anything to the soul. For two reasons, we explained the other day. Two reasons. One, the soul is too tiny, no material object can see it. Two, the soul is spiritually eternal. So it cannot be killed by anything. But that does not mean I should kill someone because I am not the killer. Kamsa told Vasudev, what did he say? What did Kamsa say? Kamsa told Vasudev, actually I am not the one who killed your children. I am not. It's Providence who did that. So you don't have to blame me. But he is going to kill his own sister for the same purpose. Right? He wants to kill his own sister for the same purpose. Now he is preaching philosophy. I am not the one who killed your children. It is Providence. In this world, look at Kamsa's philosophy. In this world, sometimes Providence brings us together and sometimes it separates us. So they have come and they have gone. What is the problem? It's a problem because you are lamenting for the same thing. He is afraid. He wants to kill his own sister because of death. Now he's preaching philosophy. Therefore, character. Character is important. Sometimes we do not find the sun in the sky, owing to the clouds, or for some other reason. But the light of the sun is always there. And we are convinced that it is there. It is there for daytime. As soon as there is a little light in the sky, early in the morning, we can understand that the sun is in the sky. Similarly, since there is some consciousness in all bodies, whether man or animal, we can understand the presence of the soul. This gallant, eh? Can you see this gallant? What is most important in this gallant? The thread. Do we see it?
No.
So, who is an intelligent person who will deny that there is no thread that makes the beautiful gallant important? The garland is important because of the thread. Is it not? So, we may not see Krishna, we may not see the living entity, but that does not mean that the Supreme Lord or the living entity, the spirit soul, is not existing. They are all existing. It's just that ignorance is making us not to see them. And with knowledge, ignorance will be destroyed. And we can see things in its proper perspective. So Prabhupada gave example here. The sun is there sometimes. The cloud may cover the sun, but the sun is always there. So if somebody preaches that because I don't see, I don't believe. Yes, sin is believing. So how do you defend that? Yes.
There was a professor who had asked Prabhupada the same thing. He says, can you show me God?
Yes.
Because if I can't see it, I don't believe it.
Yes.
So Prabhupada said, okay, you are a professor, right? He says, yeah. He says, do you have intelligence? He says, yes. He says, put it in my hand and I will see it. So, well, I can't do that. So, well, then you don't have intelligence. Then Prabhupada explains symptomatic by symptoms of your activity, you can understand you have intelligence. So symptomatic of life means consciousness.
Yes. Have you seen hunger? Have you seen hunger? But every day we are hungry. So if somebody says, I don't believe in hunger, show me hunger. Then you understand he's a fool. Right? Have you seen air? Air. But everybody knows that there is air. Right? Have you seen your mind? The mind. So?
Pain.
Yes. So, it is foolishness to say that if I don't see, I don't believe. Because there are so many things, even materially speaking, there are so many things here which we can't even see. But we know that they're in existence. And look at what we are talking about, the soul. Look at the soul. We don't see our mind, we don't see our intelligence, we don't see our false ego. Then how do you want to see what is beyond that? How? Even those things which we can identify with, we don't see. What about that which is beyond all that? The devotees have the intelligence because they hear the scripture. Alright? So the soul is there. It cannot be killed. And no weapon can kill it. It's a fact. And there are so many examples for us to believe, to scientifically prove that yes, the soul is there. Veda vinasinam nityam. Yainam ajam avyayam.
Yainam ajam avyayam.
Katam sa purusa partha.
Katam sa purusa partha.
Kam gataya tikantikam.
Kam gataya tikantikam.
Oh Partha, how can a person who knows that the soul is indestructible, eternal, unborn, and immutable, be anyone or cause anyone?
See the beautiful purpose, Prabhupada said. Everything has its proper utility, and a man who is situated in complete knowledge knows how and where to apply a thing for its proper utility. Similarly, violence also has its utility, and how to apply violence rests with the person in knowledge. Then my question is, what about the person who is not in knowledge? What about the person who is not in knowledge? The person who is not in knowledge. Here Prabhupada said, everything has its proper utility, and a man who is situated in complete knowledge knows how and where to apply a thing for its proper utility. Similarly, violence also has its utility, and how to apply violence rests with the person in knowledge. So a person without knowledge, how to apply violence? Dangerous. Dangerous.
He will apply anything for his own sense.
He will apply for his own whims. Yes. 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 That means dangerous. Anything which is not authorized in the scripture, not approved by God, we apply them for our own, according to our own mundane intelligence, our senses, very dangerous. Dangerous not only for others, but for ourselves and for others. Dangerous. So how to apply things is based on knowledge. Knowledge. Do you understand? Little bit? Oh, so. Okay. We are talking about how to apply things properly for its best use. A person who has no knowledge of the scripture will introduce war. Yeah? Yes. Which is dangerous. Yes. But a person who knows how to use things, a devotee, Hanuman, he used anger to destroy Lanka. Was he demoted? He was appreciated by Lord Ramachandra and is glorified all over the world. Arjuna himself here, he uses violence and he is promoted. To fight, he must be angry. That is violence. But Arjuna is not demoted. Both of them are promoted and glorified. Why? They know how to use things properly. So Krishna is not teaching Arjuna how to use to fight unnecessary war for a kingdom. Not just a matter of kingdom. Krishna is introducing goodness against evil. This is what Krishna is introducing. So Bhagavad Gita is teaching us a war between light and darkness. Yudhishthira Maharaj and Duryodhana. So it is not a self-motivated war based on our false ego or claiming territory. This belongs to me. It's different. And Prabhupada gave an example. A surgical operation is not meant to kill the patient, the last part of the purport, but to cure him. Therefore, the fighting to be executed by Arjuna at the instruction of Krishna is with full knowledge. So there is no possibility of sinful reaction. Activities done in knowledge bring satisfaction because it will benefit everyone. Activities done in ignorance are very destructive. It will not bring satisfaction for anyone, including the performer. A doctor is doing operation to cure the patient. So he knows how to use sharp weapon to cut. If armed robber has a sharp object in the hand, it's what? Dangerous. Dangerous. If a good cook take a knife and enter kitchen, eh? What happens? Wonderful preparations will come from the kitchen. Right? If a criminal takes the same knife and enter the street, anxiety everywhere. Right? You create anxiety everywhere. So, Prabhupada said, therefore, the fighting to be executed by Arjuna at the instruction of Krishna is with full knowledge. So, there is no possibility of sinful reaction. There's no reaction. All right? Yes. The mic.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
I have a question that in our society mostly we are sadhakas, practicing devotees, and means in management also we have most of the sadhakas who want to have the complete knowledge, and there is so much of things, imbalanced things, so you can explain more.
Yes. The other day, we were talking about group work. Huh? We're going to give this. How to discuss how our scripture can be misused in the ISKCON, outside ISKCON, and individually. Which you are saying. Engaging a devotee who is not trained in any service is very dangerous. Without training, see, Arjuna is being requested here by Krishna to fight. Why? He's a trained Kshatriya. Krishna said, this is your duty. Here in this battlefield, women are not there, children are not there, brahmanas are not there, vaishyas are not there, sudras are not here. Only kshatriyas. So it is dangerous. So we have to discuss how this is affecting the movement. And it is seriously affecting the movement. It is seriously affecting the movement. Right. So when do you want to have that? When do you want to have your group discussion, group work? You can plan it for you. Yeah. Huh? When?
Tomorrow. Why do we have group classes?
Okay. Okay. So we try tomorrow or another day? Okay, so we'll plan for that tomorrow. Tomorrow we'll discuss that. All right? Prabhupada gave another example here about the... It's good for us to get it. One example here is a surgical, a medical doctor, right? The second example is... justice or peace, justice. There are two here. The first one is justice or peace, a lawyer. The second one is a doctor. Papa said, although the justice of the peace awards capital punishment to a person condemned for murder, the justice of the peace cannot be blamed because he orders violence to another person according to the code of justice. And it is backed up by Manu Samhita. In Manu Samhita, the law book for mankind, it is supported that a murderer should be condemned to death so that in his next life, he will not have to suffer for the great sin he has committed. Two examples are here. The justice of the peace and surgical preacher, the doctor, medical doctor. Because they have the knowledge. You understand? Okay. Because they have the knowledge, they can act. Krishna is asking Arjuna to fight because he's a warrior, he's a fighter. And he's trained Arjun is a renowned warrior, he's a fighter. He is known. So Krishna says, so it's a wonderful chance for you to demonstrate your profession. Do it. 22. Right? Basam si girna ni jata vihaya.
Basam si girna ni jata vihaya.
Tava ni girna tina ro parani
parani.
Tata sarira ni vihaya girna ni. Anyani samyati navani dehi.
Anyani samyati navani dehi.
So Krishna is telling Arjuna here, changing body is inevitable. Changing body is inevitable. Either you change it today, or we change tomorrow. Changing body is, if you don't fight now, and give opportunity for your family members to go to Swarga, you are doing them injustice, because this is an opportunity for them to go back to Godhead. If you deny them that, they will die tomorrow and may not have the chance to go to heaven. So, either you do it now or it will be done later. Better you do it now as I'm instructing you, because this has wonderful benefit for your family members. Under Krishna's instruction, you should act. Right? Prabhupada said in the purport, the beginning, change of body by the atomic individual soul is an accepted fact. Even the modern scientists who do not believe in the existence of the soul, but at the same time cannot explain the source of eternity in energy from the heart, have to accept continuous changes of body which appear from childhood to boyhood, and from boyhood to youth, and again from youth to old age. From old age, the change is transferred to another body. This has already been explained in the previous verse, 2:13. Transference of the atomic individual soul to another body is made possible by the grace of the super soul. The super soul fulfills the desire of the atomic soul as one friend fulfills the desire of another. Like the Mundaka Upanishad, as well as the Sutta Sutara Upanishad, compare the soul and the super soul to two friendly birds sitting on the same tree. One of the birds, the individual's atomic soul, is eating the fruit of the tree, and the other bird, Krishna, is simply watching his friend. In chapter 13, Krishna described this. Anumanta upadrasta. Anumanta upadrasta. I witnessed everything and I also give permission. So the super soul gives permission. So when we sleep, what happened? You are dead. If the super soul did not remember to wake us, if the super soul don't wake us up, means death. So the help of super soul that we wake up. And the subtle body takes the soul from the gross body to the next gross body. The subtle body does that.
At the time, I mean, the super soul is a little bit quiet for some time. It's not waking him up. He's transferred to
No, the super soul works. The super soul is still there.
He's not waking him up. He's not waking him up for some time.
Yes. Temporary loss of consciousness. Temporary loss of consciousness. Temporary loss of consciousness. That is the transition between one body to another body. It's taken from here and to that place. Temporary loss means that we are not externally conscious, but internally we are conscious because we are going to go before judgment. And our judgment will hear everything Yamaraja will tell us. Or Krishna will tell us.
It is also like a deep sleep.
Yes. Yes.
You will wake up, Krishna.
Yes.
Christ.
Wake up and see that you are in Goloka. Somewhere. Mike?
Hare Krishna. I heard once in class, somebody said that whenever somebody is in coma, it means that the super soul has left the body. The soul is still occupying the body. Is that accurate or is that true?
The super soul leaves the body only when the soul attains perfection to go back to Godhead. Then you don't see the super soul again, it's only Krishna you will see. The two hands will disappear. You see Krishna with two hands, except for those who are going to Vaikuntha. Yes. The super soul stays with us. As long as we remain in the material world, the super soul remains with us. Because this is the guiding principle. Without the super soul, we have nothing. We have no power to do anything. So the super soul stays with us to remind us, see, this Prabhu, he sucked you in your next life, in your past life, he sucked you. Now, you have power to suck him. The super soul does that. Then some people are complaining, why this person is so much against me? Like, what did I do to him in this office? Both of you has connection in the past life. We have forgotten. But the super soul never forgets. So he reminds us about what we have done in the past. And, you have a desire to do this. Now, do it. The super soul reminds us about that. That's the work of the super soul. Very, very kind. Yes. Very, very kind super soul.
Hare Krishna.
I want to show you something. Before you ask that question, I want to show you something. See. Ishwara Sarva Bhutanam Hridi Sarjuna Tistati Brahmayan Sarva Bhutani Jantra Arudani Mayaya. Arudani Mayaya means what? Arudani. This machine given by Maya, and the living entity is sitting on it. So the super soul, he carries us. He carries us everywhere. But this machine given by Maya.
Yes.
That is 1861.
You answered half of my question. My question was that does the super soul remember, because the body is needed for the soul to get into action. So the super soul reminds the soul that this is what you've done in your past life, these are the desires. But when we are, what is the role that the soul has to play over the various births that we have taken? Without the body, it cannot do anything, so it needs a body for sure.
Yes, the soul needs the material body to pay for all the karmas that we have done since time immemorial. We need a physical body to do that. We also need the subtle body to suffer. In the hell, we use the subtle body to suffer. The subtle body takes us to hell. And with the subtle body, the soul will not live. The soul leaves the subtle body only at the state of perfection. So the subtle body is maintained, the gross body changes. So the subtle body takes the soul to the hell, and there will suffer for all the consequences, will undergo the tortures and everything there in the hellish planet, the subtle body. Gross body allow us to suffer here and enjoy here. In the hellish planet, with the subtle body, no enjoyment in the subtle body. There's no enjoyment. That is why disembodied beings are always angry. Because they are hungry, they cannot eat solid. Their hand cannot hold anything solid. They are thirsty, they can't drink. So they are angry. But the gross body, it can hold, it can drink. So it can enjoy. The subtle body, no enjoyment. It only suffer in the hell. Yes, as ghosts also no enjoyment. Because they have no gross body. Yes. So we need a gross body to pay for all the karmas, and a subtle body to suffer also in the hell.
What about the souls, two souls staying in one body?
Yes, yes. They have seen, no, not ghosts. They're not ghosts. That is called twins.
Twins?
Two souls in one body. Twins. You don't have twins?
In the mother's womb.
Yes, in the mother's womb.
Then after what?
Okay, I'm coming. First of all, they are twins. Right? In one body. Alright? Okay, then the individual body, that's what they're asking. The individual body, yes. Ghost. Ghosts are there. They stay with us. And some has many ghosts. So many ghosts living in the body.
Because
why did they get there? Through illicit sex and alcohol. Alcohol. The ghosts enter our body. Alcohol, illicit sex. It's two processes. We are attracting ghosts to enter the body.
Yeah, I heard, because that ghost or that soul is not getting the next body immediately, if it is killed immediately or something happened, so then it will go and stay in another body temporarily.
No. They don't go and stay in another body temporarily. They have to hover around as ghosts. They enter into another body only when that person is open to them. For example, we shouldn't be at the park by 6 o'clock at twilight. It's not auspicious to be at the park. The park. Garden. The garden. From 6 o'clock is not good.
Evening?
Yes, in the evening. 6 o'clock to...
Morning?
Evening, not morning.
Morning
is good. Six to eight is inauspicious. Yes. And anyone who have sex also at that time, if a woman becomes pregnant, it is ghost. Lord Shiva will send his associate. They move with Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva say, oh, these people are having sex here. Go. That's what he did. Jai Vijay. In auspicious time. It will attract ghosts. And taking alcohol make our conscience very dull. So we invite ghosts to possess our body.
Is it that 6 to 8 is not auspicious? Somebody,
yes.
From somebody I heard that it is as good as
Brahma Muhurta. No. Look at the Samskara book. Go and read the Samskara book. The Samskara book in this one. Go and read it. Okay, I'm referring you to go and read the Samskara book. It's there. Check. And from 12 o'clock to 2 is also inauspicious. It's inauspicious. robbery takes place that time, disembodied entities, this kind of personalities, they function. You see, in the fourth canto of Bhagavatam, when the demigod were telling Varahadev to kill Hiranyaksha now, because if it becomes dark, they become strong. So kill him now before it is night. Because the demons function in the night more than in the daytime. They have power in the night. So it's inauspicious at that time. So Krishna consciousness is so powerful that we have to calculate things very carefully before we do, so that we don't act in ignorance and get problem. Right? Okay. Yes.
I read that we have many innumerable souls inside us, like a person who owns a garden. In a garden there are many living entities, but the proprietor is the man who owns it. So there are many souls inside us in the forms of germs, bacteria, but the owner is us who owns it.
Yes, we have worms, we have bacteria, and then principally, those are not harmful to us. Those are not harmful. What is harmful is ghosts. They are harmful because they are not meant to be with us in this body. They are meant to be in different planets. Actually, this present time, the demons are living in the same body with us. But sometimes they live separately, different planet, different country. But today, the demons are living in the same body with us.
In this
yoga? Yes, this one, this present time. We have so many unnecessary entities who are living right with us that they are affecting our devotion as well. Part of the things we have difficulty in bhakti is this. Other entities who are interfering with our consciousness. Sometimes you notice your mind tells you, jump. For nothing. What is that? See, that is not you. Some entities are doing that. They're living in the body. And we invited these entities, our body, illicit sex, alcohol. And when our minds are not positive, the mind is not positive. The mind is always thinking negatively about this things. So Krishna said, madmana, it has so many meaning to that word, madmana. So many meanings, reasons for that. Always think of me. Yes?
Just on the converse side of, like, you know, many other entities in the same body, we find in the Shastras that that many great personalities have, you know, incarnated themselves in the same body. So like with Ahridas Thakur, it was Prahlad Maharaj and Lord Brahma. You know, similarly with you know, all the other devotees in the Chaitanya. So how do we understand that? Because that's totally opposite of, you know, a negative living entity being the same body is like.
Yes, that is different. That is pure. That is different. Those personalities are not ghosts. Yes. They are pure entities and we need them. Yes. We need them. Like Advaita Acharya is Lord Shiva and Mahavishnu together. So they're very powerful. Lord Shiva and Mahavishnu together is Advaita Acharya. And Sivananda Sena? No, not Sivananda. Ramananda Rai, yes. Ramananda Rai and Arjuna and Ladita together. Yes. So there are entities like that. That is okay. That is bona fide. That is not harmful. It is different from ghosts. When other disembodied beings enter, they will torture us, they disturb us. Some can become mind that forces you to do things which you cannot, will not normally do. It's quite different.
Maharaj, I have heard that at the time of 6 to 8, if one sleep or eat, then also cause that stress, like this, like in the evening time.
No, eating does not attract.
And sleeping?
If we eat abominable food, if we eat abominable food and not being clean, will attract all these entities. Dirtiness. Not prasadam.
And sleeping?
Devotees should not sleep in the daytime. Devotees shouldn't sleep in the daytime. Devotees should sleep before 10 o'clock and wake up early. Yes, maximum 3 o'clock. Yes, 3 o'clock. Wake up 3 o'clock. And all devotees should be in the bed by 4 o'clock. Shouldn't be in the bed by 4. It is inauspicious. Dead body.
Like sometimes what people do, they use some tantra mantra and they put ghosts inside someone. So it is a past karma, that's why they are doing this with us. It affects the person.
Yes, we have the nature to be attracted by those entities. We have the nature. That is why if they are presented before us, they can have access to enter, because we have the nature. The fault is with us. We are open, they can come. If you're not open, they cannot. And for those, at this time, there's so many people have this, so many entities in their body. So many. Hare Krishna. 23. Nainam chindanti sastrani.
Nainam chindanti sastrani.
Nainam dahati bhavakam.
Nainam dahati bhavakam.
Nachainam kulidayo yantyapo.
Nachainam kulidayantyapo.
Nasosayati maruta.
Nasosayati maruta.
Yes. All kinds of weapons, sword, flame, weapons, rain, weapons, tornado weapons, etc., are unable to kill the spirit soul. It appears that there were many kinds of weapons made of earth, water, air, ether, etc., in addition to the modern weapons of fire. It's more advancement those days than today. We're not civilized. Even with our so-called scientific advancement, we are not. How did Sukadeva Goswami know Maharaj Parikshit is waiting for him at the bank of Ganga? How did he know? Sukadeva Goswami came to speak to Maharaj Parikshit. How did he know Maharaj was waiting for him? The super soul. Yes. That's advancement. When Bhishma Dev was leaving the body, it is said that people from Germany also they came. They didn't use Lufthansa. And they didn't come late. How did they come? No Lufthansa at that time. How did they come? Here. Crusades are here. How did they come? That's advancement.
Uh,
I don't know if most of us are aware of this or not, but during the time when Srila Prabhupada was initiating a couple of his disciples to sannyas in Odisha, Prabhupada had requested his devotees to put one asana. And the person or the devotee who was supposed to come and sit there, his name was not disclosed.
Yes.
His first and second initiation also had not taken place, and that was Lord Govind Maharaj. He came without Prabhupada telling him that he has to come and take sannyas. That was the super soul in both of their hearts that spoke to each other, and he was motivated to come, and Prabhupada gave the first, second and third initiation together.
Yes. That's civilization, that's advancement, right? But today, so we are so degraded that we don't have the power. So many weapons are here, but today we don't have them. So there was an advanced age which is not here today. Even though you have cell phone, you are very proud. I have myself, see my cell phone. You are going to have bad network. Sukadeva Goswami Maharaj Parishit have no bad network. Everything was clear. They were not late, nothing, perfect. That was advancement. At that time of Arjuna, there was wonderful weapons. You read the purport and you see so much is there. The Prabhupada has challenged the Mayavadi here. The Mayavadi cannot explain how the individual soul came into existence simply by ignorance and consequently became covered by the lucid energy. Nor was it ever possible to cut the individual soul from the original supreme soul. Rather, the individual souls are eternally separated parts of the supreme soul. The last part of this second paragraph. Last part of the second paragraph. So really. Achedyoyam adahyoyam
Achedyoyam adahyoyam
Akledyo swashaye vacha
Akledyo swashaye vacha
Nitya sarvakatha stanu
Nitya sarvakatha stanu
Achaloyam tanatana
Achaloyam sanatana.
All these qualifications of the atomic soul definitely prove that the individual soul is eternally the atomic particle of the spirit whole, and he remains the same atom eternally without change. Krishna continued to establish the eternality of the soul in the body and the difference between the body and the soul. Krishna is still maintaining his point. The theory of monism is very difficult to apply in this case because the individual soul is never expected to become one homogeneously. After liberation from material contamination, the atomic soul may prefer to remain as a spiritual spark in the effulgent rays of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but the intelligent soul enter into the spiritual planet to associate with the personality of Godhead. The word sarvagata or pervading is significant because there is no doubt that living entities are all over God's creation. They live on the land, in the water, in the air, within the earth, and even within fire. They believe that they are sterilized and fire is not acceptable because it is clearly stated here that the soul cannot be burned by fire. therefore there is no doubt that there are living entities also in the sun planet with suitable bodies to live there. If the sun globe is uninhabited, then the word Sarvagata, living everywhere, becomes meaningless. The living entities are there everywhere in the world. If you dig the earth, you see so many entities are there. In the sun planet, people are there. But their body does not have, in the sun planet, the body does not have earth, water, does not exist in their body. Their body contains fire, air, and ether. In the sun planet, their body, fire first, fire, air, ether. In the moon planet, there's no earth element. Yes, their body is predominantly water. Yes, in the moon planet, their body is predominantly water. Yes. All right? On the earth planet, our body is predominantly earth element. In the air, you have the air and the ether. Only the air and the ether constitute their body.
Like bird's body. A bird's body.
Yes, it has earth.
Air and ether.
Bird body. There is all the elements are complete. Yes, all are complete. All are complete in the bodies, except the entities in the water. In the water, the aquatics. They don't have earth element in their body. Their body starts from water. Water element.
Maharaj, I thought bird's body is more components of air and fish, more is water.
No, bird body has all. The earth element is there. Yes. That is why they can live here. They can live here with us. Yes, they can live here with us because they have the earth element in their body.
Maybe comparing to other elements that air is getting more, that's why they can buy it.
Yes. Yes. Yes, some elements are more predominant. Other elements are there, but a particular element, for example, the fiery element is predominant in the body of those who are in the sun planet. Although they have air and they have ether, but the fire element is more predominant, like the eye. Our eyes constitute what? The fire, air, ether. Our hearing process, it contains what? The subtle form of sound is ether. Yes. The third canto. All right.
Can you explain more about the difference between cut and separate?
Cut and separate. They have to refer to dictionary. Cut means you have divided something into two or three or many. That is cut. You have cut it. Separate means that now they are individually existing. They're individual. All these are earth, but in different shapes. So they're separate. That's all right? Okay. Yes.
Mike.
Yes, Mike. Yes, go on. Go on, ask.
You are saying that in some other plants, the body is unhealthy, but it is in an animal. So, is that explained in Gita?
Bhagavatam.
That's
all. Bhagavatam. Third canto, Bhagavatam. Third canto, chapter 26, fundamental principles and material element for creation. You get it? Bhagavatam. How everything comes into existence from sound in the mode of ignorance produces the sound. The sound in the mode of ignorance produces ether. From ether they get the air. From air you get fire. From fire you get water. Water you get the earth. And when the soul leaves the body, everything goes back in the same way. And each of them is 10 times thicker than the previous one. Each of them. 3:26. Bhagavatam canto 3, chapter 26. Bhagavatam canto 3, chapter 26.
Just to the point of the soul not being divided, when a mystic yogi manifests himself in different forms, then you know what's happening at that point? Isn't the soul being divided into nine different forms?
No. The soul is not divided into nine. It is the body. An example is that although the yogi may have the ability to divide into nine forms, he will be doing the same activity. Not different activity like Krishna. Krishna, he expanded 16,108 and all of them were doing different activities at the same time. That's different. That's Krishna's position, different from us. Yes. The soul also can expand, like Haridas Thakur and Narada Muni. They expanded, both of them are eternally living. Narada Muni is living till today, Srivas is living till today, till tomorrow. So they expanded. Also, you find in Ninth Canto of Bhagavatam, Sukadeva Goswami, the ninth canto of Bhagavatam, proper quoted from Purana. The ninth canto, Sukadeva Goswami divided into two. One came back with his father and got married. One continued to the forest, Sukadeva Goswami. The Sukadeva Goswami went to the forest, came to speak the Bhagavatam. Yes.
Maharaj, in Srimad Bhagavatam that the question is conceived like 6 feet, but it's not recommended, of course. I think Diti or Aditya, I don't know exactly. For somebody told to her to not to sleep at the particular time, and but she slept. And as a result, Indradev entered in her womb. And Indradev, he divided the particular body in 7, beginning, then 40, like, again 7, like 49 vayus. So is there like one soul over there, or like how would it work?
That is different. In that case, different souls. For example, if you ate one, if you cut it into two, both of them will go separately. That means that another soul has entered the body. Like life plant. A life plant. If you cut a branch and plant it here, it will continue to grow. Means what? The soul has also entered here. So in that case, there are different souls. Not that soul. Different souls who are waiting for the body, they would be given chance to enter that body. The soul can expand. That's what I was saying. The soul can expand. Narada Muni, Srivastakura. There are two. The Ramoni is still living. Srivas is still living. Yes.
Like Maharaj, you told just now, like if one yogi expands himself in nine forms, so one soul is controlling the nine bodies.
Yes.
Yes. And if a life plan is called jhana, then again another soul enters into the life.
Yes. That's different. All right? These mysteries. Mysteries. Krishna is going to explain the mystery of the soul. Some people see the soul as amazing, yes. Amazing. Amazing. The mysteries. So Krishna says we should enter into his mysteries to understand. 25. Avyaktoyam achintyoyam.
Avyaktoyam achintyoyam.
Avikaryoyam uchate.
Avikaryoyam uchate.
Tasman evam viditvainam.
Tasman evam viditvainam.
Nanu so chitam arhasi.
Nanu so chitam arhasi.
It is said that the soul is invisible, inconceivable, and immutable. Knowing this, you should not grieve for the body.
Mm-hmm. Here, Krishna is thinking. I have explained things to you, Arjuna, based on Shastra. But now, I will explain it from worldly point. Krishna is living the scripture. I want to use ordinary experience. From here, Krishna is going to start teaching Arjuna, not from the scripture, from worldly views. If the soul does exist or doesn't exist, still, we have to do your duty of fighting. You have nothing to lose in either case. This is what Krishna is saying here. If, however, you think that the soul or the symptoms of life will always be born and die forever, you still have no reason to lament, almighty armed. Now, Krishna is not quoting from scripture. He is using our common sense now. And then Prabhupada said, at the time Krishna spoke this philosophy, this verse, there are some other groups who have some bogus philosophy they were presenting. In the purport, you see, he had Lokayi Tikas and Vaibhasikas. Their philosophy is really mundane. There is always a class of philosophers, almost akin to the Buddhists, who do not believe in the separate existence of the soul beyond the body. When the Krishna spoke the Bhagavad Gita, it appears that such philosophers existed, and they were known as the Lokayatikas and Vaibhasikas. Such philosophers maintain that life sometimes take place at a certain mature condition of material combination. Do you believe that? Do you believe that? Huh? It is questionable. Is it not? This is questionable. Such philosophers maintain that life symptoms take place at a certain mature condition of material combination. is not questionable. So what is the question? It's questionable. Let me help you. It is questionable. What's the question here? It's okay. Something close. What's the question he is? Speak on the microphone, listen. That's yeah. are you following?
Yes.
Prabhupada said these philosophers, they have this philosophy. And I'm saying that their philosophy is questionable. Yes.
Maybe questionable because one may argue that how can conscious symptoms take place, which is a gross and change, if there's not a conscious presence in the body, and then later the same symptoms are taking place, but now you said that there is a conscious presence, so it seems dualistic.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Any other contribution? If I'm telling you all of you that this was not in existence, right? This was not in existence. This eyeglass was not in existence. And at a certain time, at a mature time, what makes it mature? What makes it mature? Do you understand? So what makes it mature that this was not there before? At a certain time, this became mature that it became manifested. So what makes it mature? So it's questionable. They don't have explanation because they are speaking from imagination. What makes the body matter as a whole to move is the soul. Yes, the spirit soul. This kind of philosophy leads to believe that abortion is correct. Yes. Because the soul is not dead yet, at the seventh month, then the soul enters. Therefore, before 7 months, you are free to. Very dangerous. So, an intelligent person can accept this. Bogus. It cannot grow because what makes this the matter to move, what makes the matter important, is the spirit soul. The spirit soul. No matter how big our aircraft may be, without a pilot, it is useless. It should stand in one place. Is it not? So if you are telling me that, this aircraft will just stand here and after some time you can fly. Okay, it may mean that it will happen or not. So speculation, still imagination. In my pocket, I have no money. My pocket, there is no money there. At a mature stage, money became present. Right? There's no money in my pocket. Before, it was not there. What makes it mature that money enters my pocket? It's ignorance.
But they can think somebody put it there. Somebody put some money in your pocket.
Yes, somebody put it.
Like when they cut the embryo, then the soul came inside each embryo, and there was 94 embryos, so there was all the sun, tree, and restaurant. All the souls, they came inside the embryo.
Yes.
They were not there.
Yes. The embryo has one soul. when Vyasadeva, with his mystic power, asked to be caught into 100, he invited all the souls inside. Not that, from nowhere, the soul became 100. No. Like you said, somebody, I was not having money in my pocket, but somebody came and put money in my pocket. Somebody did. Which is a live person. It's a life force. So nothing can just happen for nothing. Before there was nothing, right? Before there was nothing. Nothing was there. By chance. So, why should I work very hard to get money if I can get it by chance? I can just wait by chance. Why do I have to go to the kitchen to cook? When by chance? I just get the food. By chance. Food just came and behold. It is here, and I can eat. Why should I go to the kitchen to bother myself to cook, especially in May, June? So why are we not manifesting things by chance now? Why men and women are still copulating to make a child? Why can't we just wait and by chance? Yes, children are manifesting. Why do we have to bother ourselves again to come together for anything? By chance. Right? So wait by chance and get their food to eat. It don't work. Don't go to the kitchen to cook. Just wait by chance. You get their food to eat. Right?
One, how do you get a male and a female chemical?
Yes.
And secondly, why does it have to reproduce?
Yes.
Because we don't see chemicals doing that.
Yes.
So if scientists can answer these two questions, then we can maybe start to believe.
They don't have answers. So just based on speculation, they cannot answer these questions. So speculation. So no intelligent person will accept this, that this sound is not coming from somebody by chance. Who believe that? Somebody making the sound. It's somebody. It's a spirit soul making the sound. For a person to believe that, oh, the sound is just coming without somebody responsible, is foolishness. That's ignorance. All right? The soul, yes.
Actually, if somebody hears properly, it makes sense. They understand things properly. And that's like this is this philosopher, this so-called scientist, and everybody follows them. That's going on. That's from Bhaisham's theory. It's becoming prominent, and the real knowledge is not prominent.
Yes.
So it's because of not being taught, not being preached, not being actually given to the people.
Therefore,
we have
we should preach.
We have to keep this knowledge.
Yes.
And nobody will say that no by chance.
Yes. Let us preach.
But they will say this by chance theory is. It's your speculation, and everybody will say. And now our whatever we speak, they say whatever you are saying, all these things are no basis.
Our basis is authority, Krishna. Our authority, Krishna is speaking. Their basis is from nowhere, from their own stupid mind.
Yeah, but most of the people are following them on this because they are preaching. Their preaching is prominent now.
One, they are preaching. The second thing is that they are fools like them. So they want to hear this. They don't believe anything, but they believe the scientists. instead of them to believe Krishna, they don't want to believe Krishna, but they believe scientists, so they are following them. So that is their ignorance. But still, we should do our part by preaching. And then we can help those who are ready to be helped. Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Nitai Gopi Manandi. All glorious assembled devotees. See you tomorrow. Tomorrow is two times, huh? Two times. Okay. Have you marked?